Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Correct pronunciation.
Let me, Pony, I gave this to you in the break. Donnie, I want to get your take on this because I think it's a thoughtful critique, or, you know, could lead to some interesting debate. This is our buddy Fake John and Robinson. Donnie, I'll summarize. In three consecutive tweets, he said the following: it's frustrating to watch yesterday because it's proof that when Tomlin doesn't respect a quarterback, no matter how good he is coming in, his defense can just be unleashed and he'll generate results like this. And that's proof that that big money defense can deliver results. His counter to that, though, or his flip side, is he's so afraid of a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes that he'll put the governor on them. He was afraid to rush Flacco and it killed them. Essentially saying Mike's fear factor for certain quarterbacks, Don, will prevent this defense from actually having a chance to do this to certain big
time quarterbacks. So how do we discern who he's afraid of and who he's not afraid of?
Basically, if it's a younger guy who hasn't won anything or whatever.
Well, what's Josh Allen won? I mean, he's also gone to Buffalo and beat him.
I think it's mainly Mahomes. I guess I wanted to bring it up to both of you because at least here was my reaction and I sent him a message back.
Yes, I mean, Mahomes is still the boogeyman in the playoffs.
And it's also Andy Reid scheming against you. I just think that Mahomes and Allen both, they might try to unleash the dogs, but they're both so good. I don't know if you'd notice if it happened.
As someone that has made a very nice living in Pittsburgh, being in a camp that I would call the staunch Mike Tomlin critic club, as someone that has, during seasons of 10-7 football with horrible playoff losses, said things like, this isn't good enough for Steelers fans. We should be asking for more. Mike's had a long time. He should be doing better. I still cannot bring myself to say that my opening comment after yesterday's game is not, quote, it was frustrating to watch. Nothing about that was frustrating to me, other than the first 15 minutes of the game, which was very frustrating. But it's not a 15-minute game. It's a 60-minute game. The next 45 minutes, not frustrating at all.
Don,
not even in the slightest. Not one bit of it was frustrating after that.
Don, your response to what I just brought up there, that idea that it's dependent on whether he respects the quarterback or not, basically?
I mean, I can understand where he's coming from, but I think everybody, just about everybody, fears the top two guys
so
in the AFC.
So,
I think every single team says, oh man, we got to play Patrick Mahomes or Josh
right,
Allen
so
this
what's
week. They're
fake
not exactly
John and Robinson
looking forward to it.
That Herbert's going to go for 404 touchdowns on Sunday? What bucket does he fall in?
I think Herbert might be like in purgatory there.
Both of their tackles are out.
No, I know. They're very much banged the hell up. I just think it's an interesting chicken and the egg question because my very specific opinion is some of these guys are on a different level, Allen and Mahomes, and I think you might see Tomlin go into that game, let's say, against Allen, and he's going to blitz the unholy daylights out of him, and we'll never know if he was going in hyper-aggressive because Allen might carve them up. Like, I just don't think it's as easy as saying when he respects a quarterback, he plays timid and shows his belly. When he doesn't, he unleashes the dogs.
I don't know. I don't really feel like they did unleash the dogs yesterday. Someone would have to give me like blitz rate statistics. I feel like they basically played one safety deep and wanted to make sure that Jonathan Taylor didn't beat them. And the Colts counterpunch was, all right, if you're loading up to stop the run, we trust Daniel Jones enough now and our receivers enough to slice and dice up passing.
I thought the big difference that the Colts did that was bad technique, I guess, in the end by Steichen, because it eventually led to the Steelers breaking the dam a little bit. He had Daniel Jones throwing deep routes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
20-yard routes. It was not ball out quickly. They were holding the
fair
ball.
Fair enough.
And
right.
I think that once the Steelers finally got home,
yes.
Like on the strip sack play very quickly here,
yeah.
Warren's in the flat and Jones is about to throw it. And
okay.
If he catches it, it's 35 yards.
So you could argue then that that was a tactical mistake by the Colts to not have Jones do the same thing, to just hot potato the ball and get it out fast.
Correct.
However, their offensive line was being praised as the best in the NFL.
No, they trusted their guys.
And the Steelers front seven had underachieved. So I don't really blame them for that. Now, over the course of the game, they probably should have made an adjustment. They really didn't. They kept falling back on, this has worked for us all year. Why would we do something differently? And the Steelers...
They were pretty stubborn in their approach.
But the fact that they ran their regular offense, which had proven to be the best in the NFL,
sure,
and this Steelers defense, much maligned, completely shut it down, is something to be applauded. To me, it is... I have seen people tweet, the Colts lost that game yesterday.
No, I mean, I think a guy in Shane Steichen who's gotten the better of Mike Tomlin did not get the better of him yesterday. But then again, even as I say that out loud, the most recent time where he carved up Mike Tomlin, who was quarterbacking the team the majority of the game? Mr. Flacco, the boogeyman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.